Hey y'all, it's 10:07. It is 3:45 p.m. And I was just sitting here. It came to me about names again. And the name that came up was Karma. My nephew has a baby on his way. I think he has a baby on his way. And I think they're going to name the baby Karma. And at first I was like, y'all gonna name the baby Karma? Karma gonna call Karma be, Karma ain't no joke. Karma? And I was thinking, and then I said, why am I thinking it as a negative thing? Like, Karma ain't gotta be bad. Why Karma gotta be bad? Like, why would you even think that your karma is good? So when people are like, you know, that karma, only way karma is going to get you in a way that is in a negative light is if you're doing something you ain't got no business doing. Karma is good when you are good to karma. When you are good to karma, karma come back, and I'm talking about you meeting people helping you. You don't have any money and somebody giving you money and it is coming from love. It's not coming from making you feel guilty or sad. And abundance is just coming. Checks are coming in the mail. Check, check, check. 777. Jackpot, jackpot, jackpot. Win, win, win. Do your karma correctly. Treat karma right. What are you doing? How do you feel when you do it? If I take from somebody, it makes me feel bad. I think about it. Dang. And if the only thing that you got after you take from somebody is you, that's the worst kind. It ain't like somebody who's stealing for their family to eat. You know, that's they thinking about their kids. They think about the health of their kids. That's kind of, the energy is kind of not, it's negative, but they feel like they got a why and a reason. Even though it's not justified, because karma still come around. I think it's a measurement on it. But when you're doing it for just yourself, for greed, for scamming, for material, that is ridiculous. That karma is going to be ridiculous. Be mindful, you guys. You got to think. How does it make you feel? That shit should make, it makes you feel bad. Well, that's how it make me feel. I don't know how it make y'all feel. I try to be hospitality to the max. I take hospitality to the max. I take customer service to the max. When I'm doing my organizing and things like that, I be wanting to keep them. I got them in my car. I'm like, I don't never want you to let you go. I'm making up songs to them. I love them. And I'm selling them. I'm giving them away. The small one is a 50 and the big one is $100. $100 may seem like a lot, but baby, $100 ain't a lot. I got resin in there. I got crystals. I got copper. I got my time. I'm letting it dry out. One layer. Putting down resin. Mixing it up. Got to get a mask. Make sure you got a filter in your mask. Throwing crystals. That ain't nothing. And afterwards, I'm looking at it like, oh. One of the nights, I ran out of copper at 2 o'clock in the morning. I was like, I got to finish these tonight. I went to Walmart, so that's gas. That's time. I'm out here in the dark at Walmart, but I'm protected, though. I'm telling you, I wear enough crystals to be a crystal lake. Like, I love crystals. Crystal water. I am a crystal. My heart is a gem. So y'all just be very mindful of that, because everything you're doing and what you're feeling is bringing that back to you. So limit the time that you're upset. Limit the time that you feel guilty. Limit the time, like, feel good as much as you can. But I ain't gonna go into too many subjects. I love you.